This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. North Korea stayed silent Wednesday about its detention of a U.S. soldier who dashed across Korea's heavily militarized border, even as he had been ordered to return to the United States to face possible discipline and discharge from the military.
Private Second Class Travis King ran into North Korea while on a tour of the demilitarized zone Tuesday, the day after he was supposed to leave for a military base in the U.S. King had been released from the South Korean prison last week after serving nearly 2 months for assault. New Zealand tourist Sarah Leslie was there when King ran across the border and spoke about it with TVNZ.
Suddenly I noticed a guy running, guy dressed in black, running, looked like full gas towards the North Korean side. And my first thought was, what an absolute idiot.
King's immediate fate in North Korea was unknown, but the North Korean government has held Americans in the past and not quickly released them. The two countries have no diplomatic relations, and tensions between them remain high. Steve Miller, VOA News.
Russia's President Vladimir Putin will not go to an upcoming economic summit in South Africa after its host asked him not to attend. AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
South Africa's government was grappling with the issue of whether or not to arrest Putin if he did attend the summit scheduled to take place in Johannesburg. There is currently an international criminal court warrant for Putin's arrest. The August summit brings together Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, a bloc of developing economies known as BRICS. As a signatory to the Rome Statute that established the ICC, South Africa would have been obliged to arrest him. I'm Karen Chamas.
Russia unleashed intense overnight drone and missile attacks that officials said damaged critical port infrastructure in southern Ukraine, including grain and oil terminals, and wounded at least 12 people. The agriculture ministry said the bombardment crippled a significant part of the grain export facilities in Odessa. This is VOA News. A federal judge is expected to hear arguments in a lawsuit opposing part of the Biden administration's immigration policy. AP correspondent Donna Water tells us more.
A new rule makes it extremely difficult for migrants who come directly to the southern border to get asylum unless they use a government app to get an appointment or they've already requested protection in another country before coming to the U.S. The rule does not apply to children traveling alone. Immigrant rights organizations who filed suit say the rule endangers migrants trying to cross the southern border and that it's against the law. The administration argues that the rule encourages migrants to use lawful pathways into the U.S. and prevents chaos at the southern border. Donna Water, Washington.
Israel's president sought to reassure Congress about the state of Israel's democracy and the strength of the U.S.-Israel relationship. Addressing a joint meeting of Congress, Israeli President Isaac Herzog said Israeli democracy remains strong despite American unease over some of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's policies.
The momentous debate in Israel is painful and deeply unnerving because it highlights the cracks in the hole, within the entire hole. And as President of Israel, I'm here to tell the American people and each of you that I have great confidence in Israeli democracy.
Herzog's speech marks modern Israel's celebration of its 75th year, but his visit also exposes the difficulties Democrats face in balancing long-standing U.S. support for ally Israel with a disapproval of some actions by Netanyahu's government, a coalition of ultra-nationalists and ultra-Orthodox parties. Firefighting aircraft and ground crews from several other countries are heading to Greece as wildfires have intensified amid a relentless heat wave. Southern Europe's second heat wave in 2 weeks kept temperatures above 40 degrees Celsius or about 104 degrees Fahrenheit in many places. Evacuations from Greece's capital continued Thursday. Firefighters are in round-the-clock battles of preserved forests, industrial facilities, and vacation homes around Athens. Southern Greece is expected to get as hot as 44 degrees Celsius or 111 degrees Fahrenheit by the end of the week. The president of the Italian Society of Environmental Doctors warned aging populations are a concern because heat-related deaths most commonly happen in people over the age of 80. You'll find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.